Ask a Lawyer with Ian Snedden from Cohen Hiley, and we've gotten a few different messages that have come through the text system here, and Ian, you're going to do your best to try and answer them. Kendra, you're going to try and answer one on your own.
I think I know one of the answers.
You're going to send your legal advice to people?
Yeah, we'll start it off. We'll keep everybody anonymous. This 519 number said, when a child has completed 4 years of university but chose to defer their graduation to take more classes, what are the rules around child support eligibility? Because what are the rules around that child support if that adult child is also receiving ODSP?
Whoa. Okay, so a lot there. First, with adult children, the entitlement to child support ends at age 18.
Yes. Okay.
In Ontario, in Nova Scotia, it's 19. So it's whatever the age of majority is. So it ends at 18, and then it can continue if the child is either under a disability or some other cause, the Divorce Act says, is entitled to support. And some other cause has been interpreted to mean university or college.
Right.
Okay. So in this case, yes, it depends, though, as far as what course is being taken, whether it's in the adult child's best interest. So if it's sort of, yeah, I'm just deferring a year because we want child support, but that's it,
right,
then the answer is no. But if the adult child is doing something that would help him or her or they to get a better job in the community, then that will be supported by the judges. And as far as ODSP, one thing to keep in mind, I don't think the law has changed on this. ODSP reduces the quantum of child support.
Oh.
Because the child doesn't need, in theory, as much child support because they're getting it from somewhere else. From,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's good to know.
Hopefully that was helpful. This next question, it says, this is one I think I know the answer to. Okay. It says, my parents recently purchased a new home, and they did not put a condition of sale on the old house. If they don't sell their old house, can they back out of buying the new house without that condition? I think that's an instant no, Ian. Am I right, or is there a deep dive here?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, you'll always have to look at the deal in its totality.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you're right, and I've wasted 3 years in law school because apparently you just have to be on the radio for a little while and you know it all.
You just gotta throw out your own theories, and every now and then you get it right.
I don't know about knowing it all, but we have this one too. It says, how do we go about starting a will, and once we've started it, do we put pets on our will?
Oh.
Well, that's an interesting one too. So first of all, how do you start a will? People can do handwritten wills. You might have seen there was recently a case to deal with Aretha Franklin. If you remember her, she was the queen of pop or something, Aretha Franklin, mm-hmm. many years ago, right? So there's a lawsuit there about a handwritten will. But you want to avoid that because then you have to go see an estate litigator like Josh LaPlante in our firm. Instead, you want to see Victoria Gordon or Megan Jenner at our firm, who does wills.
Ah.
So you want to do the will correctly, and then, yes, you can. But basically, you can, except for legal obligations you might have, and by that, I mean normally a child or something like that, or a spouse that has a legal entitlement to support, then you can do with your fortune whatever you want. You can leave it to a herd of cats.
Right.
You could have Fifi get manicured every day at the parlor, the cat parlor, if you want to use your money that way.
Good old Fifi.
Yeah. So you should probably at least determine all of your issues, whether they go in the will or are in a codicil, which is sort of an
separate
attachment
thing. Okay.
Then but do see a lawyer, and there are a couple names, but basically you want to have an estate lawyer rather than an estate litigator. To get your will done correctly.
And if you go to Cohen Hiley's website as well, they have all of the different
listings,
lawyers and
yeah.
different individuals and the specific areas that they cover, which is really great for your website. So if you have any questions regarding that, just go to CohenHiley.ca.
And
.com.
Yeah. We'll leave you with one kind of a funny one this morning, Ian. It says, if me and my partner have been living together for several years, but we are not married, but considered common law, if one of us wins big in the lottery, does the other person get half of the money? Do they need to split it with their partner?
The answer is no. So common law spouses are different from, so it's not so much to do with the lottery winning. It has to do with how common law spouses are treated in law. So they're not identical to people who are married. So there's no entitlement to property as a common law spouse. Unless there's sort of an obscure type claim that you might be able to make, a rare claim, there's no right to it. So if you are looking to win that lottery ticket, and no doubt the caller will, actually realizing that he or she's not going to get any of it, you might want to write something on the side that you're entitled to half it, or put your name on it or something.
Put it in writing.
Yeah. Put it on the fridge now from here on out, that it just says it's a 50-50 no matter
get
what.
Get a ring, get a marriage license, whatever the case may be. Ian, thank you as always for coming in and answering a multitude of questions. Apparently, Kendra can step in if ever.
Apparently
you,
so.
You can't
make
it.
This could be my last show now that Kendra's taking over on Ask a Lawyer.
If you
it
have,
was nice being on here, though. I just want to say I really enjoyed it.
I'll send Cohen Hiley all my banking information so they can start paying me as well.
Send your bill. If you want to reach out to Ian for any other follow-up questions, it is Sneddon, Sneddon, @CohenHiley.com, and the website as well, CohenHiley.com. Thanks for coming in.